How do you expect me to dance when every day someone who looks like everyone I love is in a gunfight armed only with skin? Dana Smith.
Adrienne Embry is a native of the Far East Side of Indianapolis. She is currently attending Indiana University, where she will be receiving her bachelor's degree in theater. Adrienne is one of the founders and co-presidents of Indiana University's Black, Brown, and Beige theater troupe. She was also a co-host for the Bloomington Poetry Slam. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Adrienne, what poems have you brought for us today?
Cicadas. How can you not like the sound of cicadas? They hum for you, baby, just listen. Don't you know they sing on their own hour? When the sun retires from the sky, they speak to you, child, just listen. They telling you when to be home and in the same, they telling you that you already there. When the thunder stops threatening and bears the water that it has promised they shall leave, but listen, I'll still be here. Soaked in the same rain that fell on our ancestors, I am healing for you, honey, just listen. Let the water splash upon us. It touching black bodies or soil is what makes it holy, so baby, let it splash upon us. Child, splash in it with us. Let's pray in our holy and our healing. I know you hear the rain, and I know the cicadas humming has ceased, but listen, don't you still hear them? Ain't we home? Ain't we holy? Ain't we able to heal and rejoice even when a storm is coming? So give praise to the cicadas and the storm cloud that brings wet in our ancestors. For it is allowing healing for us and me and them in a safe space because, once again, ain't we home? Ain't we holy? Ain't we able to heal? Prove that we not. Otherwise, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tooth Fairy. There was this woman who slept with her eyes shut in the back of the bus. How trusting to leave your throat unguarded when there are so many teeth around. I watched a man gawk at her thigh. He rubbed his silver wedding ring on his crotch. I wondered if she could feel him. I eyed him. I measured my strength against his. I would defend this unknown sister. I will tweeze teeth out. Me and this woman have a couple things in common. One, we're both tired, black, and woman. Two, we don't like being swallowed when permission was not given. She bundles a braid into a pillow. I sing her a lullaby. Responses to you good. No, I'm black, I'm woman. Am I allowed to be broken and black and woman? Instead of sleeping last night, I mourned over brown bodies. I have grown tired of mourning over these bodies. Time has persisted and I have become one. I keep having nightmares of black bodies emptied out. I'm not sure if it's a dream or if I've lived it. To be black is to never be okay. To be black is to always be okay. I could not hear your question over the sound of my kin being murdered. I bear no energy nor want for your question. What it looked like. Do you not taste the blood in the air? I've carved the constellations into my throat, yet I still can't find my way home. Have you seen my home? I haven't slept because I don't want to see his murder again. To be black is to cope and to not cope at all. Yes, I'm good. What about you? Manifesto. I be artist out of spite, out of necessity, out of self-love. I be artist for my kin first, then me, then my kin again. I be artist because I was raised otherwise. I be artist because what else I got this tongue and talent for? Why else do I love to speak as much as you love to listen? Being an artist mean I'm free, so in theory my flesh is too. I be artist because this is how we know we blood. I be artist because I come from a black woman, thus I was constructed in art itself. I be artist because I can't breathe when I'm not creating. I be artist because after my shows, women approached me, teary-eyed, thanking me for telling my story. Because this isn't only my story. I be artist because my mama stopped writing before her story was told. I be artist because my daddy can't read, so I must show him that I am the offspring of the words he don't know. I be artist because my poetic ancestors couldn't write, because the vocal ones couldn't speak. I be artist because I owe it to them. I be artist because I be black, because I be woman, because I be art.
You've been listening to the poems of Adrienne Embry on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.